28th parak of Kalim, third Mishnah. Oisa ispalonis ben bebeged ben ba'ol tahoira. Ispalonis is some type of bandage which they put some greasy stuff on this cloth, fats and wax, butter, oil, etc., and they would make some type of, salve which they would put on this garment, or a piece of leather. They would put on this piece of leather. So the ma'isa, when you put this fatty matter on it, it causes the beggar or the piece of leather to become non-usable. No one's going to sit on it anymore, and therefore it is tahira. Rabbi Yisrael Aymer, ha'ol tahir. He says that in the case of ol, it is tahir. Yeah. Sounds like he's saying it's only if it's on leather, but not on a cloth. Yeah, Taisus Yontem says it brings various gifts. Not goyses bechlal. Yeah, because lechayra hide gets less affected than leather gets less affected than a piece of cloth. Yeah, so it's not clear exactly what the proper gifts is over here. Yeah, and some really omit this statement. Melugma is another type of bandage, but here instead of putting those fatty matters on it, you put sticky things on them, flour and figs, and a person chews and puts it on the makeh. So if it's bebeged tahira, like we said before, that as far as the beged is more easily damaged, and therefore once this stuff is put on it, it renders the beged not a kli. Uba'ol tameya, if it's on leather, it's tameya. Shem gamliel oimer af bebeged tameya mipneisha hinin eres. He says, even if it's on a garment, also it can be shaken off or dried out and cleaned off, and the garment will be reused. Therefore, it is still Mekabel Tumah, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That is not the halacha. The halacha is like the original chilek, that if it's on a cloth, the cloth becomes tar. If it's on a piece of leather, it is tar.